The ACLU brought the challenge on behalf of a group of doctors and scientists who said that allowing patents on genes inflated the cost of testing and hindered research.
The ACLU went to court to establish that nobody owns your genes but you.
Claire Gastignaga, executive director of the Virginia ACLU, commenting on a split decision for Myriad Genetics, which holds the patents on genes that have been linked to breast and ovarian cancer. Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the court, said that merely isolating those specific genes was not worthy of a patent.
In that case, a company had patented the gene that helps identify people who are particularly likely to get breast cancer and or ovarian cancer. And when you patent something, it essentially gives you a monopoly. And when you have a monopoly, that means that you can make something very expensive and people have no alternative but to come to you.
The test that Myriad offers for determining whether a woman contains a genetic mutation that heightens her chance of cancer has received much attention lately after actress Angelina Jolie wrote about it in a letter to the editor of the New York Times. In that letter, Jolie revealed that she had had a double mastectomy because the test showed she carried the defective gene. But the test to date is too expensive for most.
It has been a very expensive test, and so we view this as a victory for individual privacy, but it's also a victory for our mothers and our sisters and our daughters and our aunts in that it should do two fundamentally important things. One is keep researchers from being afraid of doing additional research on cures for breast cancer and ovarian cancer involving this gene because they felt that they might be violating the patent if they did it. And it also will assist because not having a patent means there'll be competition in the marketplace and there'll be other providers who can step up and provide this test.
The Supreme Court did rule that Myriad's creation of a synthetic form of DNA called cDNA does deserve patent protection, and Myriad was quick to claim that it protected its BRAC analysis test and the 250,000 patients who rely on it annually. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.